WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Holy Smoke is a new movie starring Kate Winslet and Harvey Keitel, directed by Jane Campion. Campion, best known for her film The Piano, wrote Holy Smoke with her sister Anna. John Power says it's one of the best movies he's seen recently.
There are many good filmmakers, some great ones, and a handful who change how we see the movies and life. Jane Campion is one of that handful. She hits us with images, ideas, and emotions that we've never before seen on screen. Her work is challenging, so challenging that it often produces that quintessential American criticism. I didn't like it. Well, if likability is what you want most at the cinema, you should probably avoid Campion's new movie, Holy Smoke. It's not likable. It's merely brilliant and uncompromising. The opening hour catches you up like a whirlwind. Kate Winslet plays Ruth, an innocent Australian vacationer in India who falls under the sway of a guru named Baba. She takes on the name Nazni and begins preaching a gospel of universal love. But she quickly finds herself in a trademark Campion situation. She's a woman seeking transcendence in a world that brands her aberrant for rejecting a, quote, normal life. Her appalled family tricks her back home to the tacky Sydney suburb of San Souci. There she's delivered into the hands of P.J. Waters, that's Harvey Keitel, an American cult exit specialist whose all-dark outfit is pure Neil Diamond. He takes her to a shack in the outback and sets about turning Nazni back into Ruth. He'll use whatever it takes, reason, wheedling, sexual intimacy. But Ruth's not afraid to fight back.
I don't want to disempower you.
Oh, yeah?
If you want disempowerment, you go right back to Mother India. See how they treat women there.
They're more honest.
Excuse me?
They're more honest in their hatred of women.
I don't hate women. I love ladies.
Ladies! You wouldn't know any. I bet you date little Barbie dolls, don't you? Oh, you're so brainy. You're so big.
Campion's heroines are never simple, and Ruth has the unsettling mutability of a Hindu goddess. Over the course of the movie, she seemingly embodies every emotion. Naivete, desperation, abrasiveness, taunting sexuality, and a shattering anger worth of Kali the Destroyer. To pull off such a role requires kamikaze commitment, and Winslet pushes her acting to an exalted new level. Whether Ruth's wandering naked through the barren countryside or tremulously admitting her fear of being heartless, Winslet never once does anything to curry our favor. She makes us accept Ruth for what she is. A brave, furious, often aggravating young woman who wants something more. She just doesn't know what it is. That's not true of Campion, who works with a great artist's absolutism. In Holy Smoke, she imprints her visionary style on every frame, from the exquisite palette and gorgeous camera moves of the India sequences to the primal force of the outback's blue sky and daunting barrens. Loose and freewheeling, she keeps the movie leaping between extreme moods, serving up Bollywood-style fantasies, mirthlessly broad spoofs of suburban Australia, and unexpected moments of naked emotion, as when Ruth's freaked-out mother tears through the Delhi streets, fleeing beggars. In a sense, Holy Smoke is a feminist riff on Last Tango in Paris, and from the moment Ruth and PJ start going mano a mano, we know that she's bound to turn the tables. After all, PJ is the emissary of patriarchal values, and Campion isn't about to let an absurdly macho figure like that get away unscathed. And he doesn't. Ruth actually starts deprogramming him. But once their struggle winds up in the bedroom, the movie starts to falter. Its philosophical argument about freedom and transcendence gets lost in sex. Their roles change too schematically, and by the time PJ has literally donned a red dress and put on lipstick, we can feel the Campion sisters willing the characters to do things that their psychology doesn't really justify. Which is to say that Campion hasn't yet figured out the answer to the question of how men and women ought to live together. Then again, who has? Campion matters because, like D.H. Lawrence or Doris Lessing, she's obsessed with questioning the very basis of our lives. She's exploring the radical truths of sex and power, identifying the pathologies that disfigure our psyches, and searching out values that might heal us. Such an exploration is bound to be messy and sometimes exasperating, which is why Holy Smoke is a movie of jagged edges, uneasy laughter, and risky metaphorical leaps. But it's precisely this combative audacity that marks Campion as one of the few essential artists of our time. She would rather make us think about our lives than make us like her.
John Powers is film critic for Vogue. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our theme music was composed by Joel Forrester and performed by the Microscopic Septet. Our engineer is Chris Fraley. Dorothy Farabee is our administrative assistant. Roberta Shurrock directs the show. I'm Terry Gross.